almost 26 minutes past 8. Now, new research has found that there may be an alternative treatment for people with schizophrenia and related conditions who can't or won't take antipsychotic medication.
As many as half of all people with schizophrenia choose not to take drug treatments because of side effects or because the treatment is not felt to be effective. But now, trials by teams at Manchester and Newcastle University show that cognitive therapy could be a safe and effective way of reducing psychotic symptoms.
Well, somebody who has experience of this is 19-year-old Cassandra Thompson, who's from Howden. She's spoken about this because she has a dissociative disorder. And here she is, talking to our reporter, Sophie Borkham.
I had mental health problems. Well, they started at the age of 13. They got more severe as I was pregnant. And then afterwards, it stayed quite severe. I was terrified. I felt like I was Jekyll and Hyde, just changing character from, like, split minutes. It was, like, detaching from reality. I could daydream for hours on end, and it can then sometimes lead to sort of things called psychotic episodes, where I tend to hear voices and, like, try and do things that I wouldn't do, like, in a normal state of mind. I'd become this person that I just hated, so I decided to go see someone about it. I was put on an antipsychotic, but I then weighed myself before and after, and I had put on so much weight being on the medication. So I literally refused to take the medication. I wouldn't touch that one again. And then I tried another one, but that had severe side effects. My jaw would lock and my heart was racing and I'd vomit. So then I refused to take that one as well. I heard about the CBT program that was run by the university. We did like talk therapies. We looked at sort of alternative therapies instead of medication. I like meditated quite a lot, like yoga type things, because I have insomnia. So that sort of helped with my sleep as well. I'm able to continue with my college studies. Before this was all happening, I just couldn't bear to think of going to college and looking forward to my daughter's future with being as healthy as I can be and just hoping I don't relapse.
Amazing story. Douglas Turkington is a professor of psychiatry at Newcastle University who co-led this research. Thanks for coming in this morning. Important trial?
Yes, I think it's a real breakthrough for service users. This is the first time that cognitive therapy has been used alone. In the past, it was always used along with medicine, and it quite definitely had an additional benefit. But for the first time now, we know that even without the medicine, the cognitive therapy can produce very strong benefits.
We heard Cassandra there say meditation. What other things crop up in this kind of therapy?
Well, mindfulness meditation is a bit of it, but one of the things we try to do is engage the person and give them hope. We try to understand what has happened in their life to cause the voices and the dissociation. And we explain to them that voices are extremely common. About one person in 12 has an episode of voice hearing. So voices normally recover. Often people catastrophize about their voices. They think it's something evil or the devil or something. So we explain it can happen commonly. And we then help them to do things and practice techniques to allow the voices to settle.
So once they find out they're not alone, does that almost help the weight come off the shoulders?
It seems to be an absolutely crucial technique. Service users most often say the stigma is worse than the actual symptoms. So this kind of normalising approach destigmatises them. They realise they're the same as everybody else, and that they have the capacity to recover.
Well, let's be honest, it's probably the lazy stereotype of what schizophrenia is that is part of the problem.
That lazy stereotype is still very much out there. It's embedded in people's minds, it's in our culture, and it's one of the things that this trial will help to break up.
How frightening are some of those side effects of medication? Putting on weight, lockjaw?
Well, they're still common. The drugs are better than they used to be, but certainly weight gain is a common one. And for a young lady of 13 beginning their symptoms, to gain 2 or 3 stones is unacceptable.
Will the cognitive, the meditation method be for everyone, though?
Not for everyone, not at all. No, we still say the medicines are very good for many people, and people shouldn't stop their medicines because of this research. But this gives service users another choice. There is another way. There is still hope if the medicines don't work or the side effects are too severe.
Can I just ask you a quick question? Did you say 1 in 12 people, as in people without clinical mental health problems, diagnosed problems, have voices in their head?
Yeah, this is a really important finding. It used to be thought it was only people with schizophrenia had voices. In actual fact, it's extremely common. And these voices are normally triggered by trauma or lack of sleep. Sleep deprivation is a powerful cause of hallucination. But because people deal with it in a constructive way, the voices don't take root. In our patients who are very stigmatised and very frightened, the voices get stuck. So the natural tendency is to recovery. And this is the message we want to put out there.
Well, you've done it well this morning. It's a fascinating subject and awful for people who've got this. So thanks very much for coming on and explaining that. That was Douglas Turkington, Professor of Psychiatry at Newcastle University, who co-led that research.